Patients with a prolidase deficiency has abnormal facies such as prominent eyes with hypertelorism, a high forehead, saddle nose, and microgynathia tells that their jaw is small as compared to the normal jaw size. Skin changes occur in 85% of the patients, which I mentioned that their skin is very fragile, appears spongy, with frequent ulcerations. Occasionally, there can be photosensitivity, telangiectasias, purpura, premature graying, and lymphedema. So these features such as telangiectasia, purpura are due to obvious reason because the collagen also provides a supporting structure to the blood vessels. Other features like intellectual and developmental impairment can be seen splenomegaly, recurrent skin, ear or chest infections, and associated chronic lung disease, which resembles cystic fibrosis. The complications mainly is associated with the recurrent infections and skin ulceration itself, because they're very slow healing and most of them do not heal and produce necrosis of the skin. So overall, the course of the disease is chronic with a poor prognosis due to lung complications and infections.